Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is to become a dad. I'm looking at Sky here. Prime Minister says on coronavirus there is a problem. This is a problem that is likely to become more significant. So we'll be coming back to that in a while. Andrew's on the line. Good afternoon to you, Andrew. 51551 or text. Your daughter is 15 years of age.
Yeah.
You there, Andrew? Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, here, Danny.
And you're living in County Meath. So what happened at the Lidl store?
Well, it was last Wednesday, Damon. She was on her way home. Did a half day on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And sometimes, depending on the way she walked, she passed at the Lidl store. So they had a home ec exam and they needed a few bits. So her and her friend popped in to get a few bits. Going about with that basket, doing their bit of shopping, and they were approached by a manager who told them that there was no point in them continuing shopping, that they wouldn't be served in the store.
Oh.
So, you know, they were a little surprised, obviously, and they asked them why. And he basically told them that there was a new policy from last Wednesday in Lidl and Navan that they wouldn't serve young people in school uniforms. So she kind of said, like, if I'm not wearing my school uniform, would you serve me? He said, yeah. But unfortunately, From that day onwards, they wouldn't be serving anyone in school uniforms.
So this came as news to your daughter. She knew nothing of this ban on school uniforms in the Lidl store.
Yeah, there's no sign up or there's no policy up or whatever. So
is this a recent rule?
It seems to be. Yeah, I called into the store myself that evening because I thought it was strange, and I spoke to the manager, and he was very nice, and he just explained that, you know, the policy had been introduced that, you know, I won't mention the school, but there's a school close to the store, and he said that there's been having a few issues with shoplifting and the like, and they decided the way they would deal with it was just to ban all young people, basically, if they're wearing a school uniform.
Right.
And I reacted and again, I said, like, so if you don't have a school uniform, can they come in? And he said, yeah. And I said, it doesn't make sense. Sure, you have a uniform, or, you know, if you're going to shoplift or cause trouble, it doesn't make a difference whether you have a uniform.
So if your daughter gone home and changed into her street clothes and went back, she would have got served. So the policy is no uniforms.
Seems to be no uniforms, yeah.
How did your daughter feel, you know, for somebody to feel our colour as a wearer on that?
15 years of age, you know, being asked to kind of leave the store, and, you know, she was embarrassed, I suppose.
Yeah.
And she was a little annoyed, I suppose, more than anything, like, you know, because she'd been shopping there for years, you know. I mean, you could have people up to the age of 18 in the school uniform.
Yeah.
And they can't go in unless they have a parent, actually. They let them in with a parent.
Oh, so had you been with her, it was okay?
If I'd have been with her or she wasn't in her uniform, I think that seems to be. I spoke to Lidl in head office and they kind of said the same thing, you know, that their policy going forward now was no school uniforms unless you're with a parent. And I just said, well, look, I thought it was unfair because, I mean, you know, we've seen it in Ireland before, people making assumptions at all kinds of walks of life, you know. If you're an immigrant, you know, you're sponging off the system, or you're
painting everybody with one brush. We have heard stories, you know, of groups of young people and particularly exuberant students maybe in shops and causing problems, but that doesn't mean that they're all bad. So you think it's a bit radical to just have this blanket broad brush policy that no children wearing uniforms from any school, not just this school. Is it all schools?
It's not just the school that have a problem. It seems to be any school. Like,
right.
You know, it's that same. There's bad apples everywhere in every town, village, county.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know
it's
out the apples. You don't cut down the tree, you know.
I know. And I think I might have mentioned it on the show here before. Like, I've 30, soon to be 14 year old this week, actually.
Yeah.
And he made the point to me, like, any parents, you know, of teenage boys, geez, they all look the same now. They dress the same. the haircuts are the same. And tracksuits, no socks. Yeah. Black, you know, that's the way they dress.
Yeah,
and to people, the uninitiated, they might look as if they're, you know, sometimes they dress like couriers, but they're not. But the point being made by him and his friends were that, you know, even now, that when they're even kicking football on a green, that there are parents coming out threatening to call the guards because they feel intimidated by, you know, well-behaved young. I think my point being that young people, particularly teenagers now, for whatever reason, have a really tough time in the way they're being treated by the public in general, be it like your daughter going into a shop, well-behaved, mannerly young girl, and she's suddenly told you are not being served here. Young lads out kicking a football in the green, might be cheering, scoring goals or whatever, parents coming out saying, I'm going to call the guards unless you get out of here in a public space. And I think it's really, really tough on teenagers. They have it tough enough these days without, you know, being kind of brandished as troublemakers. Now, we did speak to Lidl.
Yeah.
And in fairness to them, as statements go, there are no frills. That's the way their shops are as well. And they're functional and great and fantastic. Lidl, brilliant shops. I go myself. So the statement says, I'll read it. It's not that long. Yeah. Unfortunately, and listen to this now and give me your response to it, Andrew. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, an inspection by an environmental health officer in Navan highlighted a safety hazard attributed to large numbers of local students congregating in the store car park. Lorries were being obstructed from making deliveries to the store. As a responsible retailer, Lidl engaged with the three schools in the area to discuss the issue. Regrettably, the decision had to be made to ban students in uniforms from the store, and the decision was clearly communicated to the schools. Lidl regrets having to make this decision. However, we believe it is the responsible thing to do. Students in uniform are more than welcome to shop in store when accompanied by parents, guardians or responsible adults. What do you make of that?
Well, again, I mean, okay, you know, as I said earlier, like, it's a real bad apples, and the people are causing trouble as they're blocking trucks going in, and, you know, that's fair enough.
Yeah, in fairness, now, you were talking earlier on that, you know, bad apples and pinching going on and whatever. Yeah. But there's no mention of any trouble in the store or stealing or anything. This is to do with safety around the car park.
Well, now, can you picture? You know, the car park, then why are they banning them from the store? You know, I don't understand. The two don't.
Well, they wouldn't gather in that area if they weren't allowed in the store. They go somewhere else. Maybe that's the point. I don't know. But they're not making any accusation of pilfering or stealing or anything like that, to be fair.
I think then that makes it even worse because they're back, like, particularly they're saying people, so I'm assuming it's after, you know, during lunch break or after school, but that's one particular school. It's a school that's very, very close to the store.
Yeah.
So, I mean, surely they could liaise with the school and maybe, you know, I don't know, they could have a teacher on duty or something. They could liaise some, like, it seems to me a lazy way of dealing with the problem instead of, you know, the security guards or, you know, liaise with the school and work together, you know, to speak with the students. And
well, they say that, no, and again, your daughter can confirm this. She's probably at school, but she can't. I'm looking for the part here. We communicated that, regrettably, the decision has been made to the student. And the decision was clearly communicated to the schools.
Well, it certainly was news to my daughter, and it was new. Like, it was even news when I rang Lidl on their customer service line. It was news to the girl, Alison, who answered the phone. She had to go away and come back. So I don't know who they may have spoke to the particular school they're talking about.
Right.
And they may have since. But
or the school forgot to tell the students. Paddy Martin and Navan, same thing happened to your daughter. Is that right?
That's right, Damien. She was coming home from school like that to pick up a bit of shopping for the home ec, you know. And she went in and she got refused, like that gentleman you have on there, the other caller.
Andrew, yeah.
Yeah, she was mortified. She was so embarrassed. So I went down to Lidl and I just said to them, what was the story? And they, like that, they intimated that there was issues with the school close to the shop, you know. But what happened there was that they were painting all the kids in different schools, five or six good schools in Navan, and they're painting them all with the same brush. And, you know, in fairness to the area manager, he was able to get back to me and got that decision reversed.
Oh.
So I think, yeah.
Oh, so since...
That was,
so...
No, that was about 6 months ago, Damon.
Okay.
So they must have decided to go back.
Well, when did this happen, Andrew, with your daughter?
This happened last Wednesday, around 2 o'clock-ish, yeah.
Okay.
And I spoke to the manager then about 5 o'clock.
And Paddy, what excuse were you given when you complained?
Well, they kind of, the store manager, the guy, he said he was having issues with local kids going in and so on. And actually, there's another shop not across the road from it that has something similar policy, where do you know those buzzer noises outside the door that only kids can hear? You know, it's a high pitched sound. You know,
yeah.
And those kids are allowed into the other shop across the road. They're allowed in groups of threes and fours.
Yeah.
And there's some kind of control mechanism.
Well, you know, but yourself, I don't know what line of business you're, but in the customer service business, it can be, you know, when you have groups and even the, you know, the most mannerly, best behaved, but you get three or four or five giggling teenagers together and, you know, or a bit of horseplay going on. It can be a little bit disruptive maybe for,
of
you know, other shoppers
is,
and so on. So you can, but at the same time, I'll go back to my point. It is terrible that, you know, everybody's brandished and said young kids, young lads can't hang around together now.
Sure.
They're considered a gang or you stay away from them.
Yeah,
you know, it's part of society today.
I think the thing with that then is they probably should have some mitigation measures, you know, like... So that, like, as I said, I'm not one for normally complaining or ringing your show, but my daughter was mortified, and she said you could never go shopping, and she was thinking it was the whole town in Avon was going to be affected.
Well, even if somebody, imagine if she was spotted by your neighbour or an aunt or a relation, said, I saw the daughter being thrown out of the local shop, it can be imagined. And Andrew, you're both living in Avon, are you?
Yeah.
The Navan accent has changed. I think the future...
Well, we're refugees.
Not a local, Damien.
Well,
not a local.
I'll tell you, the future of Meath football sounds great if they're sending dubs down to start procreating down there.
It's in trouble, I think, Damien.
All right, listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks a million to you both. All right, back in Martins. Bye. See you, Andrew. Bye, Paddy.